Right now it's time to look through the window of baseball, as we do it each Saturday and Sunday, for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and for Marvin Windows and Doors. Had Mark Pearsall here, Josh Swift here this week, and we wish good luck to Mike Garrison, whose mom is not doing that well. But we bring in, from the Chronicle, Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Yeah, very nice. You know, I'm here at Tempe, and you've been over here. It's still one of the nicer parks. You have the freeway and the traffic. You can see the mountains in the distance. Tempe Diablo Stadium, still one of the nicer parks down here.
Yeah, I agree. Anytime you can see those distinctive Arizona mountains, you know, you're well ahead of the game. I'm not that wild about the freeway, but
I like it. It's a
staple of the park, and it does go back a lot of years. You know, a lot of memories with the Angels, and it's a real nice setting.
Yeah, for people who've been here, we have the Buttes to our left.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, the Buttes are beautiful. And a Butte, what is a Butte? I don't know. It looks like a big pile of rocks about 50 feet high, maybe. But we've got a couple of them in left field, which is pretty nice. You know, Bruce, I want to mention this about Mike Scioscia. And I was thinking about it today. He is one of those managers who impacts the game itself. Now, managers today, they got to manage men. They got to manage bullpens and all that. But Scioscia was a guy who took the Rabbits and made a team out of it. Billy Martin did it. Bruce Bochy really doesn't do that. He lets the game go by itself. Is that a lost art today? And now, the reason I bring it up, a little more of a preamble here, I watched Arizona this week, and Arizona is a running team now, not just haphazardly like with Gibson, but the Tony La Russa running. First and second, nobody out, no bunt, double steal. And I'm wondering, are there managers around who actually impact the game anymore?
Well, they're few and far between. I think Ned Yost in Kansas City really did a lot of good work in that regard last year, you know, especially a very obvious case in the wild card playoff against the A's when they were gambling and stealing and doing all kinds of crazy things down four, you know, with the season on the line.
Yeah.
Scioscia for years was known for really aggressive base running on the Angels teams, maybe a little less so as they, you know, they got to get Hamilton and Trout and Pujols and became a little more power-oriented. But for years, they were known as a team that, you know, watch out, they're going to take that extra base, they're going to steal on you, they're just going to be aggressive, they're going to be in your head. And I don't think there is enough of it. I grew up, you know, watching the Dodgers play that style of ball, and the most fun I've ever had covering a team was watching Billy Martin manage the A's with that style of ball, and stealing wins just when he had no right to, no talent, you know, to do this. So I think it's a bit of a lost art, but I think it's probably coming back a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the Royals obviously set a good example. The St. Louis plays a bit of small ball, and so do the Giants in their way. So it may not be spreading across the country, but it sure does win.
Yeah, it does, and you're right. With the lack of home run power, and really it is dramatic, and you see – you know, two or three batters in a season with 40 home runs. I mean, that's, you know, that's not what we saw about 10 years ago. But it's just the way they play the game, the old go-go White Sox.
But
you don't see the Tigers running like that, or Chicago or Cleveland. And there are very few managers like a Billy Martin or like La Russa was, you know, or Whitey Herzog, that actually say, look, I'm gonna take over this game my way. And it just hit me today looking at Scioscia that he may be one of the last of the breed.
Yeah, he is, and I hope he doesn't change, because I think it's very it's aesthetically pleasing. It's great for the fans. Certainly keeps the defense on their toes, but you know, you got to have the personnel. And you know, another thing I miss is the pinch runner that can really affect the game. We saw that just dramatically with Kansas City with Jared Dyson. And the other guy's name's escaping me, but they bring in these guys off the bench who can really fly. And with the pitching staffs being as large as they are, the benches, you tend towards more guys who can sort of do it all. You don't have a guy who specifically is there to steal a base or get a single up the middle. You know, they're a little more versatile. And I think, you know, you miss a little bit of the elements of the game, too, like our hit-and-run guy. You've got a guy on the bench who can deliver that. So those are elements that are missing as well.
Yeah, the bench is definitely more specialized now. There's just no room for the guy who could come in and steal a bag. And it's very exciting because everyone in the park knows he can do it. and he goes out and does it. And that's, to me, that's a big part of baseball. Bruce Jacobs with us. You know, every week now, it's almost like, you know, clockwork with Rob Manfred comes out with new things about baseball. And one this week, I kind of found it interesting. I want to get your reaction to it. On the last day of the season, every game will start at the same time. So if it's Adam Wainwright has to pitch against, you know, Pittsburgh to see if they're going to get in, he can't wait to see if Pittsburgh loses in the morning.
Yeah.
So every game will start at the same time. Noon Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern. Every single game will start at the same time. What do you think of that?
Well, first of all, a full slate of day games, I'm all for. I don't care
if it's in
June or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it eliminates, you know, teams being at a disadvantage, you know, playing earlier, or a team with advantage saying, well, let's just see how this game goes, and then we'll hold out, you know, our ace for the wild card playoff or whatever. I think it's fantastic. I mean, they do this in soccer. You know, when it comes down to you know, big games, they're played simultaneously, so that advantage is eliminated. And I think it's a terrific idea. I really can't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially if these races are at a point, and even last year they were to some point. It's inevitable with you have so many wild card teams coming in, 2 wild cards and 3 division winners, that somebody's going to be in a close race for something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
ideally, there'll be 6 different ones, you know, but, yeah, there'll be something going on.
Well, we had that, remember, a couple of years ago, that night?
That was just crazy,
Atlanta, Boston, I think Tampa Bay, I forget what it was, but every game determined who was going to get in or not get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. All right, his latest thing, other than that, that's he woke up with that one, is the other one he woke up with is no more paper ballots for the All-Star game. Everything, I guess, has got to be done online. How about that?
Well, I don't know. Can fans still vote like 1,000 times? Or, you know, it's a lot easier to do that if you're online. You just
I guess you don't want to hire someone anymore to get 1,000 ballots and have to, you know, punch them out. Can't you vote with as many times as you want, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's a little harder if you're punching names on a ticket that you get at the park. You get a ballot at the park and you punch it in. Online, hell, I mean, you can go crazy, and there'll be some crazy instances. This goes all the way back to the 50s in the Cincinnati Reds when the fans stuffed the ballot box. Didn't they have an entire Reds lineup in the All-Star game, and they fixed it? But
1957, I think.
Before 57, yeah. Wally Post was in there, I think.
George Crowe, Roy McMillan, Wally Post, and Warren Giles stepped in and said, "Wait a minute, we have to have Mays and Aaron Clemente and people that playing."
Yeah, we'll let Frank Robinson in, but I don't know about these other guys. You know, maybe Johnny Temple or whatever it was. But
he was in there too.
Yeah,
Ray Jablonski was the other one.
Yeah, but this goes back a long time. You really can't avoid it. I mean, online is where it's at these days. Everything's done on the internet. You can't. It's a hard thing to fight. It really is. I mean, the basic idea is to get fans involved, and in this way, you'll get people who are not at the park. Maybe they can't get to the park, and ideally, they only vote once. But you know, it won't be that way.
No, and the way look, you know, they hacked into Sony.
Yeah.
Don't you think someone's going to figure out how to vote a million times? I mean, something's going to happen.
Something very weird will happen, no doubt.
Yeah, anytime you get involved with the Internet.
Eight guys from China will be voted into the starting lineup.
That would be fun. That would be interesting. Hey, as I sit here looking at the Angels, two names come to mind. One is Albert Pujols, and I got to see his batting practice and running around the field. He looks really, and Jose Mota was on with us earlier talking about how good he feels, no rehabs. Maybe there's a good season left for Albert Pujols.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm always for the stars, you know, being able to play 162. They come to town. I don't want Pujols limping around on those bad wheels. You know, I want him up there looking good and looking dangerous. You know, I can only wish the same for Josh Hamilton. But you know, Pujols is he's one of the legends. He really is. You look at his numbers, and you know, they're really unbelievable. And when he signed that big deal, the people in St. Louis were going, well, you know, you. you feel good now, but in 2 years, this is going to look awful. And it was kind of looking that way for a while, but he, you know, he's bounced back a little bit, and he, if he feels good all season, there's no reason he can't put up some huge numbers again.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, the lineup of the Angels, it looks like an away game of a B squad. Honestly, you know, Calgill, Featherston, Navarro, Kraus, Green, Perez, Butera, Kubica, and Robertson. And I'm saying to myself, you know how competitive Socha is, and you know he's the most competitive guy in the world. Maybe he just didn't want to have the Giants pitch to his guys, because the Giants play the Angels this year.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they bring over tomorrow. If they don't bring over people tomorrow, there's something up.
Yeah. Yeah, Grant Green is an interesting name to me. Out of USC, played for the A's, was a number one draft pick for them. Didn't quite work out, and he's got a shot at that second base job. So that's a little subplot for today.
Yeah, and Featherston is in there. No Josh Rutledge, Ian Arnetta. I mean, really, it's almost comical. You'd say, well, it's an away game in Goodyear, you know, and nobody wanted to go.
If Bobby Knopp gets in there, you know it's troublesome.
He could be behind home plate today. We could see him today. All right. Hey, what's up for you today? Watching some basketball?
A lot of basketball, yeah. Having some people over. Pretty much all day hoops. I just got my NBA Sunday column out of the way, so prepping
good
for a little neighborhood gathering. Should be a ton of fun.
Oh, good. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time. Thanks, Bruce.
You got it. Thank you, Marty.
That is Bruce Jenkins for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows & Doors. More coming up from Tempe, Diablo Stadium.